بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Today we start another chapter. باب تخفيف ركعة الفجر وبيان ما يقرأ فيهما وبيان وقتهما. The chapter on performing the two rakats of the sunnah of Fajr Salah, keeping it very short, and the bayan or the clarification on what is to be recited in them, and at the same time the clarification as far as what time it should be read. So one is performing the two rakats of the sunnah of Fajr and keeping it short. So the duration, first Imam Nawawi Rahmatullah is explaining how long it should be. The next is what should be read in it. And the third is and what time to do so. In other words, from the time of Tulu' al-Fajr, from the time Fajr sets in till the time of sunrise, at what time should one read the two rakats sunnah of Fajr. So these three things he's trying to encompass in this particular hadith. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kana yusalli raka'ataini khafifataini bayna al-nida'i wal-iqamati min as-salati subhi, muttafaqun alayhi. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would read two short rakats between the azan and the iqamat of the salah of Fajr, of Fajr salah. Wa fi riwayatin lahuma, and in another riwayat, يصلي ركعات الفجر فيخففهما حتى أقول هل قرأ فيهما بأم القرآن. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will perform these two rakat sunnat of Fajr. He would keep it so short that Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha is saying that I would think that did he read Surah Fatiha or not in this salah. So short it would be. So here it shows us that the two rakat sunnat of Fajr salah should be kept short. وفي رواية لمسلم, in Muslim Sharif it comes, كان يصلي ركعتي الفجر إذا سمع الأذان ويخففهما. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would read these two rakat sunnat of Fajr when he would hear the azan. And the azan would go at that time as soon as the tulu' al-Fajr, as soon as Fajr had set in, azan would go. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would hear the azan and then he would start his salah. So in other words, he would like to read the two rakat sunnat of Fajr as early as possible. The moment he would hear the azan, he would start reading the two rakat sunnat of Fajr. وفي رواية إذا طلع الفجر, in another riwayat it will come, is that when طلوع الفجر sets in, when this time sets in for Fajr namaz, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would read his two rakat sunnat of Fajr. وعن حفصة رضي الله تعالى عنها أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كان إذا أذن المؤذن للصبح وبدأ الصبح صلى ركعتين خفيفتين. حضرت حفصة رضي الله تعالى عنها, she narrates that when the مؤذن would call out the azan for Fajr, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it was now the time of Fajr had set in, Wabada Subh, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would now perform two short rakats. So he would like to perform these salats early. As soon as the time set in, there we said, while the azan was going, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would start his salah. So he would try and he would like to perform it as early as possible. And Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, qala, kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yusalli min al-layli masna masna ويوتر بركعة من آخر الليل. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would perform at salah two rakats, units of two rakats. He performed two rakats. This hadith is referring to the tahajjud of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He would perform it in two rakats. And then it explains, ويوتر بركعة من آخر الليل. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at the last part of the night, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now when it's sensing that is the time of Fajr about to set in, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would then read three rakats. He would add one more rakat to this two rakats. He would make it three rakats, and that will give us the three rakats of witr. Here also we learn that when a person is sure that he will be up at that time, he will be up at the time of the Hajjud, then it is preferable that a person delays his witr till that time. He lets the witr be the last salah. So here, this is where a person is sure that I'm up. He's got that habit now. He's quite certain. Then there's no harm for a person to delay that witr. It is preferable. But where a person is not sure, I don't know whether I'm going to wake up or not, the safer thing for him to do is read his witr and then sleep. Don't go to sleep without performing the witr. Here, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this was his way, this was his manner, this was his sunnah, that he would be up for tahajjud. He would spend a great portion of the night. So this is what he would do. He'd perform two rakats. And then he would add one more rakat, making three rakats. That's how we get our three rakats of witr. sometimes we'll see that when we go for Umrah or other places where the people of a different mazhab, sometimes we'll see they read two rakats and then they stand up and they perform one more rakat. You get it also from a hadith similar to this hadith, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would add one more rakat. Now there what they're saying, that add one more rakat would mean after salam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would stand up and he'd perform one more rakat. So that's why sometimes when we go for Umrah, you'll find that they read two rakats and then they read one rakat. So it's also based on the hadith, it's also coming from the hadith, but our, according to our mazhab, what we do is we add that one more rakat to the second rakat, so it makes it a three rakat salah. The next thing we learn from this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَيُصَلِّ الرَّكَعَتَيْنِ قَبْلَ صَلَاتِ الْغَدَاتِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would then read two rakats sunnah before the farz salah. وَكَأَنَّ الْأَذَانَ بِأُذُنَيْهِ. Muttafaqun alayh. It's as though the azan was still in the ears of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Meaning so early he would perform the salah, as though the azan is still coming, the azan is still being called out, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is performing the two rakats sunnat of Fajr salah. So we learn three things from here. Is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when it came to the sunnah of Fajr salah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he liked to perform it early. He didn't like to delay the sunnat of Fajr, number one. The second thing we learn from here is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would keep the two rakat sunnat of Fajr short. Yesterday we explained, ideally a person should read these surahs. It will be coming in our next lesson or the following one, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would like to read surah Kafirun, Qul ya ayyuhal kafirun, in the first rakat, and surah Ikhlas, Qul huwallahu ahad, in the second rakat. So this generally would be the surah that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would perform or read in his sunnat of Fajr salah. So the first thing is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would like to perform his sunnat of Fajr early. Second thing is he would keep it short. And the third thing, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would perform it at home and then he would proceed to the masjid. Now when a person is coming very, very early to the masjid, he's coming before the time, he's coming to ensure that the masjid is open and the facility, there's no harm for that person to perform his sunnat in the masjid. Where a person now is habitually coming later, he's coming after azan, then for that person, ideally he should try and perform his sunnat at home. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's house was next to the masjid, so he would perform the sunnat of Fajr, and then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would proceed to the masjid. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. We are so fortunate in our deen that even as far as the sunnah salah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is concerned, we got so much of details in the hadith, that this is the way that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would do it. When a person has got love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam becomes very, very beloved to him, and he wants to bring every sunnat in his life. Allah pak give us tawfiq. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.